In Broughty Ferry, the beach of the estuary is busy even on blustery days. If anything good has come out of COVID, it's that people walk more, especially along the beach. The beach is a happy place for dogs, walkers, runners and children who love the water, the sand, building sandcastles and in the summer paddling and swimming. A neighbour swims every day, only about 100 yards, but always see him in all weathers, swimming and walking back to his flat, with no towel to keep him warm. Yesterday, a streaker was in the water. I didn't realise till he came out. During lockdown, when the pools were shut, bathers were in the water with wetsuits, not necessarily swimming, but splashing and laughing and holding hands in the water, enjoying themselves. Baby seals rescued at Montrose Basin with the Scottish Wildlife Trust workers are carried down the beach in cages to the water's edge. The seals are set free to play and swim in the estuary. Next time the tide comes in, the seals are again at the water's edge, and I worry they may get stranded and be unable to bask on the sandbanks at the railway bridge crossing at the Tay. But they must know the exact spot they were set free and come back to visit. They must have fun playing and splashing in the water, ducking and diving. It's lovely to watch. We're lucky to see dolphins on their way up to the Tay. Since COVID, more and more jet skis are in the water, so there's fewer dolphins. The dolphins used to swim into the shore, cavorting and leaping, but my photographs showed nothing. They just slipped from view. Seagulls are a common sight at the water's edge, trying to steal ice cream cones from children and swooping down on people who are offering them bread. Sandpipers and flocks of other birds and smaller seagulls gobble up the sandworms where the tide has receded. We've seen the cement blocks for the V&A coming up the river. This morning I saw a boat carrying a blade for the windmill for the Sea Green project at Carnoustie. We see cruise ships, but not so many now due to the pandemic. It would seem the water is a happy place, but during the 6 years we've lived here, we've heard the helicopter, seen the light shining on the shallow water, spotted the lifeboat with its massive spotlight casting a bright light across the water, searching for some poor soul who feels that life is not worth living, that the world would be a better place without them. And we know that somewhere, someone's heart will be broken, as life became just too difficult for a fragile, vulnerable human.